We're in the middle of Torah Tikkut Eichacha, Torah Ches and Likud Moran. In the middle of Ois Yud, where the paragraph begins with the words V'zeh b'chinas v'yar menucha kitoy v'soritz kinoima. Up until this point, Rabbi Nezal spoke about many different concepts that we had from the beginning about Teichacha, about Geirim being Mekarav Geirim, about Hizkalos HaKovoid, about Nevuah, about many, many different things which we're going to be summarizing in the upcoming paragraphs. Each and every paragraph that we're going to have now is going to be a summary of topics that we covered before, showing different examples of things that pretty much connect everything that we spoke about till now. The first item that Rabbi Nezal is going to bring is one of those sentences that was said to Yisachar by his father Yaakov Avinu. You're going to see the bracha that one of the lines of the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yisachar, and how within this bracha is included the different sub-items that we discussed in this Torah. Rabbi Nezal begins, V'zeh b'chinas v'yar menucha kitoi v'soretz kinoimo. The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says about Yisachar, V'yar menucha kitoi, he saw rest, peace, tranquility, that it was good, v'soretz kinoimo, and the land that it was sweet, v'yet shichmoi lisboil, he leaned forward his shoulder to be soivel, in other words, to put it to the task, Vaihi lamas oived, and he was a good worker to do the job, whatever job he had to get done. This refers to the fact that Shevet Yisachar were the ones who were known as the ones who accepted the oil Torah upon them, the yoke of Torah, more so than anybody else. So that's the wording that's used here, the reference to the term Avodas Hashem, the labor of carrying the yoke of Torah upon themselves. Shevet Yisachar were the ones who applied themselves to the task more so than anybody else. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to touch on each and every word that's used in this bracha. Some of the words here represent different concepts that we spoke about. Menucha zebechinas nevua. The word menucha represents prophecy, nevua. Kemoi shekosuv b'boruch ben Eriya, as the pasuk says about Boruch ben Eriya, u'menucha loy motzosi. Boruch ben Eriya was complaining to Hashem, and he was saying about the fact that he felt bad that all these students of previous Nevi'im, Yehoshua, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, Elisha, the student of Eliyahu HaNavi, all of them had been zeichet to nevuah, except for himself. He was a student of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Boruch ben Eriya was a student of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and he found that he wasn't zeichet to nevuah. So the word that he used to refer to prophecy was menucha. He said, "Ves menucha u'menucha loy matzosi." I haven't found this menucha, this type of rest. And Rashi HaKadosh says, "Zu nevuah." This refers to nevuah. K'may shador shrazal, as the Gemara learns out, because the Gemara says we find the term menucha is used about nevuah. If you recall, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to impart part of his nevuah on the Shivim Zakenim, the pasuk says, "Vatonach aleihem ruach Hashem," the spirit of Hashem rested upon them. That's the word vatonach. So we see that menucha represents nevuah. V'esoretz hainu eretz Yisrael. We find the pasuk says, "Vayar menucha kitoy v'esoretz." Oretz refers to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says we have a general rule that wherever it says the word Eretz in the Torah without any qualifier, it means Eretz Yisrael. Vayet shichmoy lisboil, and he applied his shoulder to carry zebechinas nigun. This refers to the power of song, bechinas shir chodosh anal, the new song that we spoke about last week, the shir chodosh that's going to be brought about through the exceptional hashkocha prati that takes place in Eretz Yisrael per se now. And in the future, when Hashem is going to make a chiddush olam, a brand new world, the whole world then is going to possess this incredible power of hashkocha prati. And then we're going to sing forth this shir chodosh, this special song of the hashkocha. Because Rabbi Nezal had explained, we said last week, Rabbi Nezal explained that there is a shir of teva, there is a shir of the derech ha-teva, which is found in the pasuk Hashomayim Mesaprim Kevoid Keil Umasi Yodov Magid Horokia, and Rabbi Nezal explained that there's a concept of Shir Lashem Shir Chodosh Ki Neflois Oso. that when there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to make these wonders, these neflois, there's going to be a shir chodesh, a new song. So now Rabbi Nezal says, the shoulder, applying the shoulder to the task, this refers to this new song. Bechinas bakosef yiso. The pasuk says about kohos, about the Levim, that they were the ones who carried the Mishkan on their shoulders. V'dor shirazal, and the Gemara darshins in Erechin, ein yiso ela loshen shira, that the word yiso refers to singing. This refers to the Levim singing in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Se'u zimra usenu tsoif, give forth song. Now note, even in English, the expression is to carry a tune. To carry a tune. So this term yiso'u, which in Hebrew means to carry, represents the Levim, who were the ones who carried the Mishkan, and they were also the ones who carried the tune in the Beis HaMikdash. Note the wording in the pasuk, masa umaton se'u zimra usenu tsoif. Vayidei ha-nigun b'china shir chodosh, through this nigun, through this shir chodosh, ayidei zeh nistakein horeach hanal. This will bring about a perfection to the smell, to the aroma, as we discussed in the beginning of this Torah. Shehu b'chinas Moshiach, which represents Moshiach, b'chinas Ruach apenu Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is called Ruach apenu, the power, the nose, which represents smell, the power of the nose, which is smell. So Rabbi Nezal says now that when this Shir Chodosh is perfected, it also helps the power of smell. Because if you recall, we explained in the beginning of this Torah, Nirdi Nosan Rechoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring forth a good aroma, a sweet smell from the sins of Bnei Israel. He was able to bring forth, find the Nikudais Toivois, the good in them, even at a time when they were this bad. So Rabbi Nezal had said before that there was a connection between the sweet smell and this Shir Chodosh, that both of these went together. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Vezehu vayhi lemas oived. The pasuk says that he worked real well doing the job that he was supposed to do. Zebechinas Moshiach. The word oived refers to Moshiach. Kemoshikosu, as the pasuk says at the end of Rus, Baruch Hashem asher lo hishpis lecho goyel, blessed is Hashem who didn't hold back from us a goyel, a redeemer. Vatikreno shemoi oived, and they gave the name of this child that was born from Boaz, they gave him the name Oived, and he was the one who started off the chain leading to Moshiach. Rabbi Nezal says, Vezeh vayihi lemas, it says, vayihi lemas oived. Rabbi Nezal says, Vezeh bechinas lemas, bechinas mismus. The word mismus means like when you squeeze something, like when a person has something that they want should give a good smell, and they hold it in their hand, and they mush it around in their hand, they mesh it in their hands, to be able to bring forth a smell. Like let's say a person has a hadas in Eretz Yisrael, they use this for b'samim. They take a hadas, you know, the leaves of a hadassim tree, and they crush it in their hand a little to be able to give forth a good smell. Rabbi Nezal says, Lamas bechinas mismus, shememas misin bedovor shiesh loy reyach, we mesh around and mix around an item that has in it a smell, kidei sheyihye horeyach noidev, so that the aroma should come forth. Ki al yidei bechinois hanal, because through all of these items, through the power of nevuah, and the Shir Chodosh, and the power of Eretz Yisrael, and the power of this Shira, this Shir Chodosh, Nistakein Horeach, Shehu Bechinas Moshiach. All of these items bring about a tikkun for the Reach. They bring about a tikkun for the Reach, which represents the concept of Moshiach, who is called Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem. So Rabbi Nezal brought this pasuk as an example where we see an item mentioned in the Torah, one pasuk, which ties together the different subjects that were mentioned in individual paragraphs in this Torah, where we already had drawn connections between them, we showed connections, but it's Rabbi Nezal's style in many chapters in the Qudran that after he does that, he brings different psukim or different gemaras which have in them key words, where if you understand what these words represent, you can see how in this item is found a koilel, a summarization of everything we spoke about till now. Now, according to how learned you are, according to how well you understand the entire Shas, the Medroshim, the Zohar Kodesh, the Shulchan Aruch, it's understood you understand these items on different levels of depth. For example, you take a Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal, who was a Goyim, a super Talmud Chacham. When he learned the Likutei Moran, you see how he applied all of his knowledge on all of these topics. Rabbeinu Zal mentions the word Yisachar, or the Bracha of Yisachar. Immediately he got a flash in front of his head of everything that's written in the Torah on this Bracha that was given to Yisachar. And if you have that kind of brain, you know that it's found in Medrash Rabbah. Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal says, if we look at the Bracha, the interpretation that's found in the Medrash, on the bracha Yisachar Chamayr Gorem, one of the items that the Medrash brings about this is the fact that Gorem refers to Gerim, that Yisachar was the Shevet that was most known most for being able to bring in Gerim. How? Chamayr means a laden donkey, that they were zechet to have a lot of wealth. The Medrash says, the Medrash Rabbah says, on the words Yisachar Chamayr Gorem, the Medrash says, Peroysov shel Yisachar Gasin Hoyu. The fruit that grew in the area of Eretz Yisrael that was allocated to Yisachar was tremendously large. V'hoyo shvotoy shel Yisachar noitel mehem u'mefarish bayam. Shevet Yisachar used to take their fruit, their unusually large fruit, and set out to sea. The people whom they would encounter, the goyim whom they would encounter, would see this fantastic fruit, and they would wonder about it, and they'd be amazed with it. And they said to them, Yisrael, and the Jews said to them, meaning the people from the Shevet Yisachar said to them, Al elu atem masmihim, this you're so impressed with, this you're so amazed with. Ilu ha'isem royim la'adoneim shalelu oiskem ba'Torah. If you would see those that tend these fields studying Torah, hoya lachem lahasmai aleihem, then you would be amazed. Then you'd have something to be amazed about. If you would see those who grow these fruit, the beauty of their study of Torah, then you'd be amazed. Vaharbe geirim hoyu boim umizgairim. And many, many converts were brought about through this Shevet Yisachar, through the wealth of Shevet Yisachar. So note, this is the remez in the words chamoyer gorim, that their chamoyer, their laden donkeys, meaning the heavy weight of their wealth, was able to bring forth gorim, geirim. Note how this ties in with everything we spoke about. In other words, the most recent subject that we covered in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the Hizgalas HaKovoid, how this Hizgalas HaKovoid and the Nevuah and all of these things are affected by bringing about Gerim. We see that Rabbeinu Zal references this item Yisachar. It's understood according to how well you know the Torah, that's how deep an understanding you can have of the Likutei Moran, different items that Rabbeinu Zal references, to be able to understand how much Rabbeinu Zal is implying by what he says. That if Rabbeinu Zal hints to a connection, don't worry, the connections are all there. If you learn a little bit more, you'll be able to see how clear the connections are between everything Rabbeinu Zal said and what he's trying to tie it into. Now, Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas Rosh Hashanah." This, everything that we spoke about till now, is also included within the avodah that a Jew does on Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah oz hatfila bebechinas din u'mishpat. On Rosh Hashanah, our tefillah at that point in time is not the usual tefillah. Usually, the Gemara says, "Al tas tefillos chokeva elo rachmim v'tachnunim." Usually, the tefillah is supposed to be pleading with Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, we blast, we yell, we daven much louder. Even the Shulchan Aruch says that on Rosh Hashanah we daven louder than usual, and the blasting of the shofar is also a form of a koil tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki b'Rosh Hashanah oz hatefillah bebechinas din u'mishpat." On Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah is in this form of din and mishpat that we spoke about. Ki ha'mishpat le'elokim hu, because mishpat belongs to Elohim, to Hashem. We know that that's the day on which Hashem judges Bnei Israel. It's a day of judgment, a yom hadin, and our tefillah on that day is also bebechinas din. Vaideze Moitzian Kol Hachias Shelaset Rachro Sheyonak Midas Umitfilas Yisrael. And by the Jews davening this type of tefillah, which is a tefillah b'chinas din, this allows us to be able to extract from the Satan all the tefillos and all the sparks of Kedusha that the Satan has swallowed up from Bnei Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what's meant by the pasuk, that the special pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah. We say, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, ki choyk liYisrael hu mishpat l'leikei Yaakov. Rabbein Azal is going to explain this a little bit now. This is why we say, ki choyk liYisrael hu mishpat l'leikei Yaakov. Rabbein Azal says, choyk lishna de mezayna. The word choyk means food, parnosa. Kemo yisham razal al posuk zeh, the Gemara says in Beya. The Gemara brings proof from two psukim. There's one pasuk by Paroi, where the pasuk says about the Jews, V'ochlu es chukam, they ate the designated amounts that were allocated to them by Paroi. So we see that the word chayk is being used to refer to mazon, to food. We find another pasuk, Lechem hatrifeni chuki, something like that. You remember? Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Another pasuk, where the pasuk uses the term chuki together with lechem, and the Gemara says over there that from here we learn out that chayk lishna de mezayna, that the word chayk means food. And the Gemara says what this pasuk specifically is referring to, ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat laikei Yaakov, is the fact that on this day, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem declares the mazayn, the parnosa, the food that a Jew is going to have for the entire year, except what he's going to spend on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, and on tuition, and the tuition for his kids. The Gemara says everything else is announced on Rosh Hashanah, the parnosa that a person is going to have. That's what's merumas in this pasuk, ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpat l'kei Yaakov. Choyk means parnosa, or mazon, shefa. Rabbein Azal says, "Hainu shemoytzin kol hamozoin v'hachius mehasit rachra." Note, ki choik li Yisrael hu. The choik is returned to Yisrael. The choik, the mozoin, which was eaten up by the Satan was able to gobble up many of our tefillos and many sparks of kedusha that we had. Now it goes li Yisrael hu. Ki hu muchroch lohitzi ulohoki hakoil al yedei bechinas mishpat leke Yaakov. The Satan is obligated to return all of this. How? Ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpat leke Yaakov. Because of the fact that today Rosh Hashanah is a day of mishpat, when the Jews daven hainu al yedei hatfilo shehi bebechinas dinu mishpat, through this tfilo that the Yidden daven, which is a tfilo bebechinas dinu mishpat, shehi bebechinas matei oiz, this is that stick of power that we spoke about earlier in the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu used to split the Red Sea, the other miracles that we discussed earlier. This is what forces the Satan to spit out, to give forth, to throw up all the tefillos and all the das that the Satan had swallowed up from the Yidden. He's forced to return it all on Rosh Hashanah. And if you'll note, in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf, we mention this pasuk is mentioned in the Musaf there, Chel Bola Vayikienu, Mi Bitno Yerushenu Chel, that the Satan has swallowed up an army of Kedusha, Chel Bola Vayikienu, he swallowed up a lot of power, Vayikienu, and he was forced to throw it up. Mi Bitno Yerushenu Chel, from within the bowels of his stomach, Hashem will take out what Hashem wants to give to the Yidden. V'zeh b'chinas Tishrei. Rabbein Azal is now going to explain the month that Rosh Hashanah takes place in. Rosh Hashanah takes place on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the first day of the month of Tishrei. Rabbein Azal says, b'chinas ato poirarto ba'oscho yom shibarto roshei taninim alamayim. We quoted this pasuk earlier in the Torah. Rabbein Azal quoted a pasuk where the pasuk talks about Hashem's power in doing certain things. Ato poirarto ba'oscho yom, you have crumbled with your power, you crumbled the Red Sea, you crumbled it into 12 little pieces, 12 lanes for the Jews to be able to walk through. Shibarto roshei taninim al hamayim. You smashed the heads of snakes on the water. And we explained earlier in the Torah that this refers to the power of smashing at the Soton sometimes. This tefillah b'bechinas din with which we strike out with power at the Soton. Rabbi Nizal says, you know the month that's most mesugal for this? The month where the days are called Yomim Noiroim, days of awe, not days of chesed, but days of din, mishpat, judgment. It's the month of Tishrei. That's why you'll find that the first letters of these words, Yom Shibarto Roshei Taninim, Roshei Tevois Utziruf Tishrei. The first letters of this posuk, Atopirarto Bozcho, Yom Shibarto Roshei Taninim, the first letters make up the word Tishrei, hinting to us that it's this month of Tishrei specifically that's designated for this power of smashing, Be'ozcho Yom, this tefillah in the form of din, power, to be able to smash the Sotan in such a way, to be able to smash open his stomach in a sense, and be able to pull out of there the Nitzutzos of Kiddusha that the Sotan was able to swallow. And then, kishemachzir kiddushas hadas shebola, when the Soton returns, the kiddushas hadas, the seichel, that the Soton had swallowed up, because if you recall, we explained earlier in the Torah, how is the Soton able to swallow up the seichel? When a yid misuses his kindness, there's a pigam in the Rachmonis, where the Rachmonis is put in the wrong place, he shows pity on a criminal instead of on a victim, those types of things. We say that Rachmim, Ikra Rachmim, Toli Bedas. So when the Rachmonis is given away to the Sotan, when the Rachmonis is misused, it means that the Das, the Seichel, is being misused. And that Seichel is given away to the Sotan, Chas V'Shalom, he's able to swallow it up. Rabbi Nizal says now, but when the Sotan returns this Das that he swallowed, Oz Hadas V'Hamoyach B'Shlemus, then the Das and the brain of a person gets a new Shlemus to it. It gets fixed up. Vizehu Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the reasons why this holiday is called Rosh Hashanah, meaning, Rabbi Nizal says, Rosh Daiko, referring to the head, a special tikkun for the head that's performed on this yontif. Bechinas tikkun ha-Rosh v'hamoyach, a tikkun that's enacted on the head, on the brain, al yidei matei oiz kanal, through this stick of strength, referring to the powerful tefillos that the Yidden scream forth. If you recall, we mentioned earlier in the Torah, the fact that it's brought that by Elisha Hanavi, that he performed miracles with a special stick. Moshe Rabbeinu used a stick to split the Red Sea. And we explain that there's a Gemara that says, by Elisha Hanavi, ve'Elisha do'ovad b'tzleisehu David, that when a tzaddik performs miracles, he doesn't do it with a bat or with a sneaker or with a magic hat. Any miracle that a tzaddik performs, it's performed with tefillah. So that when the term stick is used about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's simply being used to describe a certain type of tefillah, a tefillah b'bechinas din that's represented by a stick. In other words, meaning he actually did have a stick, but this stick represented this tefillah b'bechinas din. Rabbi Nizal says now, u'kishemoytziyin mehasitrachro ma'shebola. When we are zeicha to be able to extract from the soton that which he swallowed up, Oz Moitzin Gam Atzmois Chiusoi Shehu Bechinas Gerim. We said that not only do we take out from him the Kiddusha that he swallowed, but we're also able to pull out some of his kishkas, some of his insides, which means Gerim. We're actually able to pull out some of his own customers, the Gerim, Goyim, that actually belong to the Goyim, and bring them into the fold, into the Jewish nation. Vize Bechinas Tishrei. This is also hinted to in the word Tishrei. Bechinas, because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Hashem says to the Jews, be very, very careful about the feelings of a ger, of a convert. Why? The pasuk says, V'atem yedatem es nefesh hager, ki gerim heisem beretz Mitzrayim. You, the Jews, should know better than anybody else how sensitive a ger is, a newcomer to the Jew, a stranger who's coming to join the Jewish people, because you yourselves were strangers in a strange land, in the land of Mitzrayim. in. We were only guests at that time, so we know what it's like to be a guest and how you want to be treated well. So too, when a ger comes to join the Am Yisrael, we have to treat him very, very carefully. Rabbein Zal brings, you'll note again, the words, V'atem yedatem, es nefesh hager ki, the last letters there again make up the word Tishrei, showing a remez that by the topic of Gerim, we also find a remez to the word Tishrei. Because what's most instrumental in bringing forth Gerim? The Avodah of the month of Tishrei. This tefillah, Bebechinas Din, that's able to bring forth from the Satan, this is what helps to bring about Gerim. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Val yedei gerim nizgale hakovoid." We explained earlier that when gerim come to join the Jewish nation, there's a hizgalus hakovoid. Havul Hashem mishpachos amim, havul Hashem kovoid voiz. V'nispashei tanevuah. Then there's a spreading of prophecy because prophecy comes specifically to balei kovoid, a chacham, a gibor, and an oshir. V'nistakein hu'emuna hakdosha. Ubiyad hanaviim adame. We quoted the pasuk that the tikkun of the emuna, faith, is a concept of something related to imagination, just as prophecy is something related to imagination. So when there is a hispashtus hanavua, it means automatically there's a tikkun for the emuna. V'nizbatel emuna is kuzbius, and all the false type of beliefs, all these superstitions and things like that become botel. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is all hinted to in the blowing of the shofar that we do on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, there are three specific types of koilos of the shofar. Three. Tekiah, Shevorim, and Truah. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain how the words Tekiah, Shevorim, and Truah represent these concepts that we just spoke about. Nevuah and Gerim, all of these things. Rabbeinu Zal says, Tekiah, the word Tekiah, Zebechinas Hizgalas HaKavoid, refers to a revelation of the Kavoid of Hashem that takes place on Rosh Hashanah specifically. Bebechinas, as we find, there's a Pasuk in Yeshayah Navi, where the Pasuk says, Usekativ Yoseid B'mokoim Ne'amon, I will implant him as a spike in a very solid place, in a very trustworthy place, v'hoyo lekisei kovoid, and he will be a throne of glory. Note, kovoid being used in association with tekiyo, usikati. Next, truo zeb. So we see how on Rosh Hashanah, there is a concept of hizgalus hakovoid that's performed through the blowing of the tekiyo. Truo zebechinas ruach nevuah. The Hebrew word trua represents prophecy, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, when Bilam was referring to the Jewish nation, he said, Hashem Eloikov imoi, Hashem is with them, uteruas melech boi, and they have the power of the king within them. The targumoi and the targum on the word terua useruas is ushchinas malkehoin behoin. The shchina of their king, the shchina of Hashem, is with them. Hainu hashruas hashchina. This refers to the resting of the shchina, which is another word for nevuah, bechinas nevuah, concept of prophecy. So we see how the word terua is associated with prophecy. Shvorim zebechinas bitul emunois kuzvius. The word shvorim refers to smashing, destroying the avodah zarah, which means bringing forth the emunah hakdosha, bringing about a tikkun for proper faith in Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, shaber teshaber matzevoy sehem. You should smash their mizbechos, the mizbechos of Tumah, referring to the false beliefs of the Goyim, smash them in order to be able to bring forth the Emunah HaKdosha. Hainu bechinas bitul emunas kuzvius. This refers to a destroying, a removal of the superstitions, of false beliefs. The tikkun ho Emunah HaKdosha, and a tikkun to the Emunah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Einei choil eilecho yisaberu. Note, here's another use of the word shvorim. We use the word shvorim to represent the breaking of the matzevois of the goyim, the beliefs of the goyim. The word shvorim is also used in the context of believing in Hashem. All eyes are yearning to Hashem for parnosa, looking up to Hashem for parnosa. So we see this word yisaberu is miloshin shvorim also. Sibur, sivroi, ashrei shekel yakoi bezroi, So we see that that's another type of use of this word shvorim, referring to the Emunah HaKdosha. We explained earlier that it's Emunah specifically that will lead to a Chiddush Olam. If you recall, we explained that in last week's shiur. This is another concept related to the month of Tishrei, ki b'Tishrei nivro ha'olam, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that according to one opinion, the world was created on Tishrei. Which day of Tishrei? Aleph Tishrei. The word Bereshis makes up the word the two parts, be'Aleph Tishrei. The word Bereshis is Be'ez Aleph and then Tishrei, that Hashem created. So we see that Tishrei also represents this concept of Chiddush HaOlam. The Chiddush HaOlam Yiyeh BeBechinas Eretz Yisrael. We explained earlier that Chiddush HaOlam means a concept of Eretz Yisrael, where the whole world will attain a status of Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Hashgocha. It'll have this extra supervision by Hashem. This is also a concept of Rosh Hashanah. We'll show you now an association between Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael and Hashgacha Prati. Because the wording in the Chumash is Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah V'Yad Achris Hashanah. Note the wording in the Pasuk. Hashem's eyes are always turned upon Eretz Yisrael Meireishis Hashanah V'Yad Achris Hashanah. From the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. So we see that Rosh Hashanah specifically is a time when this extra Hashgacha is to be found, this extra Hashgacha Prati, when Hashem scrutinizes Bnei Yisrael very, very carefully. V'oz Yisar Shir Chodosh. We said before that when there will be this Hashgacha Prati, when the whole world will attain this status of Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be brought forth this Shir Chodosh. This is what's also hinted to in the word Tishrei. The word Tishrei is also Miloshin Shir, to sing. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tavoi Toshuri Meirosh Hamono. Tavoi, you will come forth from Golus. You will come forth from Golus in Eretz Yisrael. Bia means coming in Eretz Yisrael. Toshuri, and you will sing, or you will see Hashem Meirosh Hamono, from a heightening of Emunah. So that now in this paragraph, Rabbi Nazal used his knowledge of the whole Torah to show us how in the word Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tishrei. If you study the word Tishrei and you do a scan on the entire Torah, you'll be able to see how every concept that we discussed in this chapter is merumas in the word Tishrei and in the Avodah that we do on Tishrei, showing us that any person who is zeicha to learn these concepts and to understand them and to be able to implement them within his Avodah on Rosh Hashanah, that when he puts power into his tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, it's based on an understanding of what's written here. It's based on an understanding of what we're trying. It's based on an understanding of what we're trying to do in all this din on Rosh Hashanah, this tefillah bebechinas din, the screaming, the blasting of the shofar, all the different aspects of din that take place. According to how well a person understands this, obviously he's zeicha that his avodah has more of an impact in being able to accomplish all of these tikkunim, to actually be able to bring about these things, to be actually be able to bring about with his tefillah, to be able to actually trigger off a hiskarvus of gerim, a new shefa of nevuah into the world, a tikkun for his own emunah and for the emunah of all of Klal Yisrael, and all the tikkunim that we spoke about till now could be affected by a person on Rosh Hashanah or Bechlal within the month of Tishrei. That's why Rabbi Nezal said all of these things.
Rabbi Nezal talks about Chiddush HaOlam here and other places. Does he mean the coming of Mashiach?
He means one aspect of what's related to the coming of Mashiach, which means a new world. If you recall, Rabbi Nezal mentioned in different shiurim that when Mashiach comes, there are going to be different stages of what's going to happen. One of the procedures that's going to take place after the coming of Mashiach is the term Chiddush HaOlam, that there will be a brand new world created at that time.
So, I mean, does he mean like this will lead to Chiddush HaOlam?
Yes, definitely. In other words, he's not using the word Chiddush HaOlam here as synonymous with Mashiach. He mentioned Moshiach here, and he mentioned Chiddush Olam also. He's mentioning them as two concepts. The whole term of the Reach and all of that that Rabbeinu Zal referred to, that referred to Moshiach, who's called Ruach HaPenu Moshiach Hashem. And when Rabbeinu Zal discussed Chiddush Olam, he means just that. That which is called in the Gemara and in the Zohar Kodesh other places, Chiddush Olam.
Which is what Rabbeinu Zal always said, is even after Chiddush Olam.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now, we mentioned many times recently that the chapters that were said towards the end of Rabbeinu Zal's life when he was very sick with tuberculosis, which is a disease of the lungs, Rabbeinu Zal would always try to include in his Torah a discussion about the lungs. Again, based on what's written in Gemaras and in Psukim in the Torah, to show how all the different tikkunim that are found on Rosh Hashanah or within this Torah are all included in that which the Torah writes about the lungs. So that if a Jew is zeichah to perfect his lungs, bikdusha, to serve Hashem, we know that a person is supposed to serve Hashem with every part of his body. If a person is zeichah to be metaher, his lungs, the right way, Rabbeinu Zal is going to show now how within the concept of the word reya, which means lungs, is to be found everything that we discussed so far in this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says, Vizib, and Rabbeinu Zal did this to try to bring about a refuah for himself. This was one of the reasons why he did this, to try to bring about a refuah, number one, for anybody among his Talmidim who needed a refuah, and specifically for himself, because he was suffering from a disease of the lungs. Vizib, chinas horeya, this is the concept of the lungs. Kishemezeg horeya bishleimus, when the ventilation, or when the respiratory system, that whole Mizugavir, the air conditioning system of the body, which is called the lungs, when that's working properly, bishleimus nimtzoin bo kol habechinos hanal, there could be found within the lungs everything, all the different aspects that we discussed so far, could be found within the lungs. Kizeh habal koyach hanal, this great powerful person, shemispalel tefila bebechinas din, who is able to give forth this tefila bebechinas din that we discussed in this Torah, shaydeze meitzi kol hakedusha me'asit rachra, through his tefila bebechinas din is able to extract from the satan all the sparks of kedusha that the satan had swallowed up. Bechinas, as we find an example of this in the Torah, vayamoid Pinchos vayipalel, Pinchos rose up vayipalel and he blessed at Hashem. Plilin, he poured forth powerful requests to Hashem, who bechinas tzir ne'mon l'sholchov. This tzaddik, this great person who is this bal koyach, he is referred to as a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. Tzir ne'mon l'sholchov, a guy who goes on a mission, who's fully competent and capable of carrying out his mission. Because this tzaddik is literally meiser nefesh for Bnei Yisrael. He lays his life on the line for the Jews. Now note, at the time that Rabbeinu Zal said this Torah, he told Rabbi Nosson Zal that he was literally being meiser nefesh. He had just spit up a full pan of blood. That's how much his lungs were hurting him at the time. And yet he was willing to undertake giving a shiur like this for 3-4 hours to his Talmidim. This was the mesiras nefesh that he had for teaching Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, this leader of Klal Yisrael, who is this Bal Koyach, who's able to give forth this tefillah b'chinas din, he is called Tzir Ne'mon L'Sholchov. He's really a worthy, in other words, he's somebody whom you can count on. He's somebody who will always come through in the clutch. V'zeh b'chinas horeo, this is the concept of the lungs. B'chinas, there's a pasuk in Mishlei which says, Kitzinas Sheleg B'yoyim Kotzir, as the coolness or the coldness of snow on a day of harvest. Just how shocking that is, how amazing that it should snow on a harvest day. Harvest is usually in the summertime. As shocking, as amazing as that is, Kain Tzir Ne'amon L'Sholchov. So too is the amazingness of the tzaddikim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, how trustworthy they are in their mission of representing Bnei Yisrael, fulfilling their mission of being a Shliach Tzibur, the one to represent Klal Yisrael before Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says now, so we see that the tzaddikim, the Jewish leaders, are represented by this tzinas hasheleg. They're referred to by this snow, this coldness of snow. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'tzino ukrirus hubechinas horeya. Coldness Cold is a concept of the lungs. Ki horeo mekarer chamimus haguf. The function of the lungs is to cool off the heat in the body. Ki il mole kanfereden ashvan alibo havolibo oikid kol gufo. The Tikkun Ezer says, were it not for the lobes of the lungs that cover the heart, that surround the heart would burn up the whole body because the heart is pumping at a fast pace. The pumping creates a friction which warms the body. If there were nothing to balance that out, to cool the body, the heart would literally burn up the whole body. So we see that the lungs are the cooling agent of the body. Note that the tzaddikim, these trustworthy messengers of the Jews, are compared to the coldness of snow. So we see that the lungs could represent this tzaddik emes, this bal koyach who's able to give forth this tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbi Nizal says now, note how this ties in beautifully to the shiur we just had on Shabbos, the whole concept of din. Din is manifested in two forms, din koshe v'rofe. There's a harsh din and a soft din corresponding to the upper Shechina and lower Shechina, Leah and Rachel. We said that if you study the Hebrew word kar, which means cold, the milui of the word kar, kuf is spelled kuf vav pei, which is 186, Reish is spelled Reish Yud Shin, which is 510. Together, 186 and 510 is Begematria 696, which is Koshe Verothe. So we see that Kar refers to this Bechinas Din. Look how beautifully this ties in. Rabbi Nizal is using this term Kar, the lungs, to represent this Tefillah Bechinas Din. The Tzaddik, the Bal Koyach, who davened the Tefillah Bechinas Din. Rabbi Nizal doesn't necessarily say it clearly, but here's where you see again that the more a person is going to spend time learning Gemara and Midrashim and Sifrei Kabbalah and everything, the more you're going to be able to see a depth that's found in Rabbi Nizal's words that's incredible. Rabbi Nizal here is addressing the biggest Talmid HaChacham and the biggest Tzaddikim in the world. It's understood according to what level you're on, that's how clearly you're going to understand it. And the more of this information that we're zecher to have, the clearer and the deeper a meaning Rabbi Nizal's words will have to us. Rabbi Nizal says, Shleimus Hadas, a Shleimus of Seichel, hi bechinas Reya, is also related to the lungs. Ki ikra Hadas, vahamlichin, hual yidei shamnunis haguf. Rabbi Nizal says, the main concept of maintaining a person's knowledge and wisdom and the brain is through the oils of the body, the liquids of the body. Ki ha-seichel doylek kamoineir ayidei shamnunis haguf. The seichel, the brain of a person, burns like a candle, which depends on shamnunis, which depends on oils of the body to burn on. V'horeo hi male shamnunis haguf el amoyach al yidei haneshimo shel horeo. The lungs, through the process of breathing in air and pushing out air, that's what helps these liquids of the body to be able to move up to the brain, to be able to provide the oils that are needed to be able to keep the brain going, to maintain this fire in the brain. Rabbi Nizal says, "Gam al yedei haneshimo niskayim kol hashamnune shel haguf shal yedei ze ikar kiyum haseichel." We know also that it's the breathing of the body, the process of breathing, the respiratory system, that keeps the liquids of the body in balance, that helps you keep enough liquid in the body to be able to have this liquid go up to the brain, to be able to keep the brain going. V'alkein nikroin hamlichin nishomo. This is why you'll note that one of the names that's given to the brain of a person, the brain is called the neshama. B'chines, as the Pasuk says in Iyoiv, v'nishmas shakai tevinim. It's their heavenly brain that gives them seichel, tevinim, seichel. So we see that the term neshama is used in reference to the brain. The word neshama is miloshin neshima, breathing, which is dependent on the lungs. The lungs are the organ of the body that control the breathing. So we see how Tikkun HaSeichel is dependent on the lungs. Ki ikra hamoyach v'hadas al yidei haneshimo kanal. The main perfection and maintenance of the brain and the seichel of a person is dependent on the breathing of the person. V'ze b'chinas ner Hashem nishma sodom. The pasuk says that the neshama of a person, which we just said is the brain, v'nishma shakai tevinim, the neshama is compared to a candle. ki ha-seichel hu ner doilek al yidei ha-shamuna shebeguf. The seichel is referred to as a burning candle which burns using the oils of the body, the liquids of the body. Shemiskaimim, which are maintained, va'olin al ha-moyach, and rise up to the brain al yidei ha-neshimo shel areya. It's through the breathing of the lungs, that's what allows the maintenance of this liquid portion, the cooling agents of the body, and allows it to flow up to the brain to be able to supply it with what it needs. Nimtza, what do we see from this? She'ikr kiyum hadas al yidei horeya. That the main kiyum hasechel is dependent on the lungs. So far, we're starting from the beginning of this chapter, and we're going methodically through each topic that we covered, showing how it's all hooked into the lungs. How within the lungs, within concepts of the lungs, or psukim related to the lungs, are found all of these tikkunim that we spoke about so far. Geirim, the concept of converts, zebechinas hevel nochis, hevel solik, hanemar bereya. The concept of converts is a concept where the Tikkun Ezer tells us about the lungs, that what do the lungs do? They bring in air and they give out air. The wording of the Zohar Kodesh is hevel nochis, hevel solik. Hevel means air or breath. Air coming in, air going out. Rabbi Nizal says now, Ki yesh havolim bo'ilam. There are different vapors in the world. Shehem bechinas hevel hema ma'asei tiatuim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah where the pasuk says, hevel hema, they are nothing, they are wasted, they are meaningless. Ma'asei tiatuim. The actions of those who are tiatuim, toyim min ha-seichel, those who wander off the right path, those who are very, very far from righteousness, from goodness. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu hevle ha'olam shel shtus. This refers to those vapors of foolishness that exist in the world. Ukshemekablim elu havolim umachnis noisem besech toiru tfilo. When a Jew who is studying Torah or davening is zeichet to breathe in some of these vapors of shtus that are floating around in the air, Rabbi Nizal says, "Venasa mehem havolim nikdusha," and there are then when this air is breathed in by a person who's doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, he takes this air, this hevel of shtus, this hevel hema ma'asei tiatuim, and he brings a tikkun to it by breathing this air while he's doing a mitzvah, while he's speaking words of Torah, words of tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ze bechinas geirin." This is a concept of a convert taking something that's bad and making something good out of it, taking something that's far from kedusha and bringing it close to kedusha. This is a concept of this hevel, this breathing. Ki me hevel maase tiatuim nase hevel dikdusha shel toiru tfila. The Zohar Kodesh says that a Jew is capable of taking this hevel maase tiatuim, these vapors that are generated into the air by people who are doing foolish deeds, when they breathe out, they send out vapors of shtus into the air, and when a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik breathes in these vapors while he's studying Torah, while he's davening to Hashem, and he takes this vapor in and gives it out in words of Torah Tefillah, he actually is misaking these vapors. He takes a dover ra and makes a dover toiv out of it. That's a concept of conversion. He converts bad to good. Rabbi Nizal says, Sheze bechinas geirim. This is a concept of converts. Veze bechinas hevel nochis, hevel solik, hanemar bereyo. This is the concept of air coming in, air going out. That's written about the lungs. Shemekabeles hevel, umaitzias hevel. The lungs take in air and give out air. Hainu bechinas geirim, hanasim al yidei shemekablim havolim sheloilam. This represents the concept of converts, which are brought about by yidden, tzaddikim, taking into them these havolim of the world, the foolishness of the world, breathing in these vapors of foolishness, shehem bechinas hevel hemo maase tiatuim, umal enoisan, and these tzaddikim elevate these vapors, lebechinas hevel dikdusha, to a concept of a vapor of holiness. How? Alidei Torah u'tefillah. Through these mitzvahs of Torah and tefillah specifically, which are done with the mouth, which necessitate breathing in and breathing out, this act of taking these ruchos, these havolim of tuma, and converting them to hevel dikdusha, to a hevel peh of kedusha, this is what's able to bring about this concept of geirin. And since this whole breathing process is dependent on the lungs, we see how the lungs are also tied into this concept of geirin. Note, if you recall, earlier in the Torah, Rabbi Nizal quoted the Gemara, talking about Anani, the Shafchi Maya, clouds which splash water from one to the other. Rabbi Nizal showed how that was the concept of Gerim. That's also clouds carrying them water. The lungs are the wet, the cooling agent. When you want to cool a machine, you cool it, you water cool it. So too, you have this represented by the mushal Rabbi Nizal gave with the clouds spilling water from one to the other. Rabbi Nizal proved how that was a concept of Gerim. Now he's showing us how the air, the cool air, this breathing in and out of the vapors that's affected by the lungs, that also affects this concept of Gerim. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Hizgalas HaKovoid Hanal, the fact that we mentioned earlier the concept of a revelation of Kovoid of Hashem that's brought about through Gerim, Zebechinas Kabeid Es Hashem Mehoincha. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where the pasuk says, give Kovoid to Hashem, give honor to Hashem from your wealth. Mehoincha is your wealth. And the Gemara darshins, Al Tikri Mehoincha Ela Migroincha. Read this word, it's a play on the word, Kabeid Es Hashem Mehoincha. Meaning migroincha, give kovod Hashem through your throat specifically. That the ikar kovod that a Jew gives to Hashem is when he speaks words of kedusha, words of Torah, or words of tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says, the hagoroin yoytze mehoreya. We know that the throat is an extension from the lung. From the trachea comes forth the throat. So we see that this is also this concept of hizgalas hakovod. Kabeid es Hashem mehoincha, migroincha, is also associated with the lungs. This kavod is also tied into the lungs. Hispashtus hanavuah, a spreading of prophecy, hanal, which we discussed earlier, zebechinas haruach shel kanfei rea. This refers to the wind of the lobes of the lungs. Shehu bechinas ruach nevuah. We find that the word ruach is used about the lungs. The air in the lungs is called ruach. We find that the word ruach is also a term that's related to prophecy, ruach nevuah. That's the wording that's used in the Torah, ruach hakodesh. Bechinas ruach Hashem diber bi. There's a pasuk in Shmuel Anavi where the pasuk says, the spirit of Hashem spoke through me in prophecy. So we see the word ruach refers to prophecy, and ruach is something that's contained in the lungs. Tikkun hamedame, a concept of fixing up the imagination, the koyach hamedame, hu bebechinas horeya, is also a concept of the lungs. Ki sheino v'dimyoin hu toli bahareya, the whole power of imagination, which plays the biggest part in a person when a person's sleeping. At the time that a person's sleeping, the whole concept of dreams is a concept of a very powerful imagination that's also dependent on the lungs. It's the lungs that have a major effect on how a person sleeps. Ki ikar sheino v'dimyoin hu al yidei kar v'lach. The main concept of sleep or imagination is dependent on a person being cold in a cold, damp place. The alkin, and therefore be'es hakshomim, during the winter time or during the rainy season, oz neifel sheino al hodom. That's when a person has the deepest type of sleep. Usually, people sleep much more deeply in the winter than in the summer. Why? Because this coolness and dampness has a tendency to put a more powerful grip of sleep on a person. Imagination, medame. V'horeya hu kar v'lach. And we know that what organ of the body is there that makes cold and damp? It's the lungs. Shaydei zeh bo shein v'dimyoin. It's these two properties of coldness and moistness, dampness, that bring about sleep or imagination, sheino and dimyoin. Rabbi Nizal is using those two words interchangeably. Hainu hadimyoinois haboin lo'odom beis hasheino sheze b'chinas koyach hamedame. Those imaginative, those dreams that come to a person during the time that he's sleeping, that's this concept of koyach hamedame. So we see how medame, tikkun hamedame, is also related to the lungs, that when the lungs are perfect and pure and kedusha, they're able to affect a tikkun hamedame. Chiddush ha'olam bebechinas reya, to show an association between chiddush ha'olam and the lungs, zebechinas, there's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, Teshalach ruchacho yiboreyun usechadesh penei adomo. You, Hashem, will send forth your wind, your creative power, your creative wind, usechadesh penei adomo, and you'll renew the face of the world. So note here, the term chiddush chidush ha'adama, chidush of the world, being brought about through teshalach ruchacha, through this ruach that's associated with the lungs, which are also carriers of ruach. Bechinas ha'ruach shel kanfei areya. V'chidush ha'olam hu bechinas hashgacha. We said before that chidush ha'olam means when Hashem will be watching the world much more closely than he's doing now. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, which is a concept of Eretz Yisrael, v'zeh bechinas ha'areya. That's also a concept of the lungs. Eretz Yisrael and Hashkocha Prati is also a concept of the lungs. Why? The Bechina says, the Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara says in Chulin, Loma Nikro Shmo Reya. Why are the lung, why is the lung called Reya in Hebrew? Shemi'iras Esoinayim. Because the lung lights up a person's eyes. The Gemara says that eating lung is very healthy for the eyes. So we see that lungs, this term, because Reya goes together with Re'ia. Re'ia means sight. Reya means the lungs. That the Reya, lung, is mesugal for the Einayim, for the eyes. Zebechinas, and we know the eyes are what a person watches with. We say Hashem is going to look at the world very closely. This hashgacha, this extra supervision, supervision is done with the eyes. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem are upon Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Reya, which is very helpful, the reason why it's called Reya is Shemeiras Einei Hodom, that shows an association with the power of Eretz Yisrael, this Hashgacha Prati. Nigun v'shir chodosh, the power of song and music. Hanal b'chinas Reya is also related to the lungs. Ze b'chinas koro b'goroin al techsach, kashefor horim koilech. The pasuk says, call out with your throat. Don't hold back. Don't refrain from screaming. Kashefor horim koilech. Lift up your voice like the blast of a shofar. Note, in what? In song. Sing to Hashem. Speak to Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says, V'hagoroin hu areya kanal. We proved earlier, we said earlier, that the throat is an extension of the lung. So note, it's the throat specifically that's used for singing to Hashem. Singing to Hashem like a shofar. V'shom hu bechinas hanigun kanal. The throat is from where the most of the person's voice or song emanates. So we see an association between the lungs and the power of Nikino, the power of song. Kashofar, Shehu Bechinas Kashofar, which is the Bechina of Shofar. Rabbi Nezal says now, Tikun Horeach Vahayiro Shehu Mezayna Denishmasa. One of the first concepts that we discussed in this Torah was bringing forth the good Reach, near the Nosan Rechai, and the power of Yiro of Kedusha. The fact that when Adam Arishan heard the voice of Hashem, the Koel HaMoichiach, the reprimand of Hashem, the Pasuk says, Es Koelech Shamati Bagan Vo'iro, and I was filled with a fear. Rabbi Nezal showed the association between fear of Hashem and the power of smell, because there's a Pasuk that says, V'horechoi B'yiras Hashem, that Moshiach will have an aroma of fear of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says, Tikkun Horeach V'Hoyira, the perfection of smell and fear. Shehu Mezoyne Den Shmosa, which is connected with food for the soul. Shenistakein Al Yidei Kol Bechinas Hanal, which is perfected through all the items that we discussed just now. Hu Bebechinas Horeya. That's also tied into the lungs. Yira, fear of Hashem, the word Yira is also the same letters as the word Reya. And the power of smell, Rabbi Nezal is going to show now, is also tied into the lungs. Rabbi Nezal says, Kitziruf Reya, because the letters that make up the Hebrew word Reya, Reish Yud, Aleph Hey, whose Seifei Tevois make up the last letters of the sentence, Hashem Royi Loi Echsar. Hashem is my shepherd, and I am lacking in nothing. I lack nothing. The last letters of that sentence make up the word Reya. Rabbi Nezal says, Hashem roi lo yechzor zebechinas mezayna denishmosa. This refers to Hashem giving a person whatever sustenance he needs, the food for his body and the food for his soul. Veze lo yechzor, this is why the Pasuk says, I lack nothing. Which person lacks nothing? Which person has shleimus? Bechinas ki ein machzor li reyov. There's a Pasuk that says that those who have true fear of Hashem, They are lacking in nothing. So we see that this concept of Hashem Roi Lo Yechsor, the last letters of which make up the word Reyoth, the lung, corresponds to this concept of fear of Hashem. Ki Ein Machsor Li Reyoth. Those that fear Hashem, they are lacking in nothing. Haynu Bechinas Yiro Shil Bechinas Reyoth Shil Mezaynet Nishmosa. This is the concept of fear, which is associated with smell, as we quoted the pasuk "V'horeichoi biyiras Hashem," that's written about Moshiach, which is all tied into the concept of mezayna d'nishmasa, as we had in one of the first paragraphs in this Torah. So now, in one shot, Rabbeinu Zal took the word reya, the lung, and took us on a tour throughout different places in the Torah and gave us different types of understanding about the functions of a lung, and thereby we see that all the tikkunim that we spoke about so far are related to the lung. So that if a person is zeiche to affect all of these tikkunim, to perfect the nevuah and the emunah and the koel hatoichacha and the fear of Hashem and the mezayna d'nishmasa and the shir chodosh and the hashkacha prati and the chiddush haolam, if a person is zeichet to perfect all of those things, automatically his lungs will be perfected. And if a person's lungs are perfect, it means he has perfected all of these tikkunim we spoke about so far. The grand finale of this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is going to take a story that's found at the end of Gemara Brachas about Oig Melech HaBoshan, who wanted to take a mountain and throw it at the Jews, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to use that story again as an explanation and a review of the whole Torah and the Gutamaran that we just had. And hopefully next week in Mitzvah Shem, maybe we'll be Zecha to finish this Torah in Mitzvah Shem. Baruch Hashem. Items that affect the brain, the thing that the brain is dependent on most, is the liquids of the body, which are controlled by how good a person's breathing is. That's why we find usually you hear about a person chas v'shalom suffering from brain damage. Usually they say the oxygen was cut off from the brain, chas v'shalom, the person died right away. Obviously, this means perfection. In other words, having a good balance of this in the body. We know that anything to extreme is no good. If a person breathes too little, he's short of breath, that's not healthy. If people breathe too deep, again, that's also unhealthy. A person has to try to be always amud adam sisa, the middle path.